PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a man charged in a double murder in Virginia was found outside a New Jersey house looking for his estranged wife. 49-year-old Amandeep Singh is accused of killing a couple who was renting an apartment in his house in Virginia. Medford police say Singh was found outside a home on Kelly Drive, pointing a gun and threatening a homeowner. Police say he also had several guns with him. He's being held pending extradition to Virginia. The impact of artificial intelligence will take shape in the hiring landscape for 2025, according to Robert Half. 54% of managers say AI is reshaping needed skills. Retirement is also a top concern for managers.
Right now, what they're trying to do is implement strategic measures to bridge the gap of skills being lost with, you know, the future retirements on the horizon.
District Director Christina Giglio says the biggest trend Robert Half sees for 2025 is the in-office premiums. While many jobs can be done remotely, 66% of managers are willing to increase starting salaries for new employees who come into the office. The ex-husband of a Real Housewives of New Jersey star is sentenced for hiring a mob assault on her new boyfriend. Thomas Manzo, ex-husband of Real Housewives of New Jersey star Dina Manzo, was sentenced to 7 years in prison on Tuesday. Prosecutors say in 2015, Manzo hired an alleged mafia hitman to beat up his ex-wife Dina's new boyfriend in exchange for a free wedding reception at an event space he owned. The alleged mobster, John Perna, was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison after pleading guilty. Meantime, Dina Manzo has married the boyfriend, Dave Canton, that was the victim of the hired attack. The share of hospital patients diagnosed as overweight or obese shot up significantly between 2017 and 2022, according to an analysis from the New Jersey Hospital Association.
The pandemic may have played some part in the data, and it's continuing beyond the pandemic.
The association says a rise in obesity foretells grave consequences for the health of New Jerseyans and growing demands on the healthcare system. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Could it get any colder? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This cold air mass is not permanent. It is going to warm up again later this week, big time. The weekend and most of next week will be in the 70s at least. The roller coaster of autumn swings both ways, up and down. Tonight's going to be pretty chilly, though, with clear skies and calming winds. Lows will dip into the upper 30s on average by morning. For tomorrow, we'll see lots of sunshine for most of the state. A passing storm system could drag some clouds and maybe even a little shower along the coast only tomorrow. Highs will be limited to around 60. Warming up with sunshine on Friday, highs in the mid-60s, sunny, dry, and 70s for this weekend. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Somerville and Asbury Park, both 58 degrees, Woodbury 57. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.